Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Small Talk the Podcast. Today's episode, Relation What? Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Small Talk the Podcast. I'm so excited that you are here with us one more episode. I first want to say, if you have not checked out our last episode, The Ministry of No, that really talked about some good ways in which we can say no, some good ways in which we can have great decision making almost. Guys, The Ministry of No was really an episode that truly meant a lot to me. And I've gotten so many testimonials from how people enjoy it and how it really hits home. It really hits right here. Really hits the heart. So if you need to learn how to say no, if you find yourself saying yes to everything, go back now to our last episode of Small Talk the Podcast, The Ministry of No, and check it out. I guarantee you, I promise that you will thoroughly enjoy it. Today, guys, yes, today, I want to have a discussion with you all again, just like The Ministry of No, we were sitting down and chatting. Today, I want to sit down and chat with you all again and talk about relationships. Guys, when I say relationships, I'm not only talking about romantic relationships, significant others, but I'm also talking about friendships that we have. I'm also talking about our relationship that we have with Christ. I'm also talking about our relationship with parents. Guys, relationships are important. So today, I want to discuss with you all and have a discussion on relationships and what it means to have a meaningful relationship. Guys, even looking at some signs of healthy relationships and bringing in some special guests from my Instagram pages, my Facebook pages, people who have reached out to me answering this question, what it means to have a meaningful relationship. So later on in the episode, I'm going to pull out my phone and we're going to read some comments from these great people that helped me put on this episode today. Guys, first and foremost, I've been reading this book. I'm sure many people know about it. It's called Relationship Goals. Relationship Goals, and it's written by Pastor Mike Todd. And I was reading chapter 2. Chapter 2 talks about before the person. Guys, I want to read this excerpt from Relationship Goals to you right now. Pastor Mike Todd says, even though the top relationship goal we have on our minds right now probably is finding or improving a human relationship, it's important to see how our relationship with God should come first and above all other relationships. It's the relationship, our ultimate relationship, and all blessings flow out of that relationship. In fact, one of those blessings is that he enables us to do our other relationships at their highest possible level. When we put God first, he will bless the rest. When we put God first, he will bless the rest. Guys, this thing really hit home to me. I mean, of course, the book is called Relationship Goals, and it's talking completely about the facade, even that some people will put on, the facade of our Instagram couples and our celebrity couples, you know, the facade that they put on for others. But guys, Mike Todd says it's the relationship, our ultimate relationship, and all blessings flow out of that relationship. Meaning all of the blessings, all of the benefits will flow coming from us having a good relationship with God. And this is the thing that really got to me. He said, in fact, one of those blessings is that he enables us to do our relationship at their highest, to do our other relationship, excuse me, at their highest possible level. Once again, he enables us to do our other relationships at their highest possible level when we put him first. Guys, I wanted to get that out in the atmosphere. Put God first. And when you put God first and you focus on your relationship that you have with Christ, you know, the other relationships that you get in will be better because of your relationship with Christ. So that excerpt from that book, from Relationship Goals, shout out to Pastor Mike Todd. Seriously, this is definitely, Relationship Goals is definitely, definitely, definitely a great, great read. And I challenge all of you who are listening today, go out, get the book, and read it, and really get it inside of you. So, guys, it's now time to get into the signs of a healthy relationship. Signs of a healthy relationship. And once again, when I say relationships, I'm talking about friendships, our parental relationships, the relationship that I have with my mom, the relationship that I have with my dad, sibling relationships, the relationships that I have with my siblings, the relationship that I have with God, the relationship that I have with my significant other. That is relationships. Relationships aren't predicated or just stuck on one thing. I can't only look at a relationship as me being with my wife. No, there are other relationships, and there are other relationships that God will put in our lives for us. So relationships are very important to God. So it's important for us to understand, what are some healthy relationships? What are some signs to healthy relationships? So all relationships. Not just my significant other. For me, the signs of a healthy relationship aren't putting on the facade of being perfect. Many times we see our celebrity, I have a YouTube couple, Rissa and Kwan, right? We look at them and we're thinking, oh man, they're so perfect. They have a child together now. Oh, it's so beautiful. They're just living life. They're making money. They're pushing each other. It's amazing. We don't know what's going on behind closed doors. We don't know what's going on when the cameras are turned off, but we tend to model ourselves after these people. We tend to model ourselves after couples who could potentially, and I'm not saying that they are, but potentially some of these couples are putting on a facade. They're not showing us their life 24/7. They're giving us a good hour of a good time that has occurred in their life. So not putting on the facade of being perfect, but being able to, this is a big thing for me, being able to effectively communicate with one another. And most importantly, how am I going to deal with problems that arise between me and the person who I am in relations with? How do you deal with those situations with your mom? Do you automatically just get angry, upset, and just real flat with her, you know? Or can you sit down, mom, I don't like when you said this, or can your mom come to you, I don't like when you did that? And how to effectively communicate with each other, saying, okay, well, this is what we do to make sure that that does not happen again. This is what I would do to make sure that we won't repeat the same steps that have already been repeated. If I know that you are offended by that, I'm not going to try to do that again, right? So can I effectively communicate with you in these relationships, right? Do you fuss? Do you fight with people who you are in relations with and just lose it? I mean, just, you're never able to turn back and forgive them. You're never able to come back and reconcile. Or are you able to, you know, exchange a few words, fight, you know, have an altercation, but come back and effectively communicate, excuse me, and say, hey, when I did this, when I did that, I noticed that that wasn't the best me. That wasn't the best me coming out. So I want to let you know that I'm sorry. I apologize for how I acted, because I love this relationship that we have. I love this friendship that we have. I love that we can come to each other and communicate effectively. I love that we can come to each other and communicate on so many different levels. I can talk to you about anything. You're my friend. I love you. You're the person that I want to communicate with. And when I can't communicate effectively with you, it hurts. It hurts me. So throughout these times, do we do we do those things? Are we able to effectively communicate with people? And we need to be able to effectively communicate with one another so that we can be in a healthy relationship. Healthy relationship, not a relationship that is toxic or unhealthy, but being in a healthy relationship. All right, guys, now it's time. I'm excited to get into this. I want to get into some of the comments that my friends have commented under the post that I made. I made a post saying, what makes a meaningful relationship? What makes a meaningful relationship? And boy, did I get some good answers. And I told people that I would be sharing this. So I'm not going to say anybody's name, but I will say some of your comments. Start off, I got honesty and communication. What makes a meaningful relationship to this person? Honesty and communication. Being honest, open with one another, letting you know, hey, I'm not feeling well today, or hey, I might not be texting you this much today because I have so much work. Not just not telling them, but being honest with them. And communicating with them. I talked about that effective communication. You have to be able to effectively communicate with the person that you are in a relationship with. All right, guys. I also got commitment and respect. I am committed to you. I respect who you are to me. I respect the place in which you hold in my life. That I think we should do that a little bit more often. I respect the place that you hold in my life. Once again, I got respect, I got listening and understanding. That's pretty good. Not only am I listening to you, but I also have to understand what you're saying as well. While I'm listening, I have to be able to comprehend what you are saying to me. So listening and understanding and transparency, being open, being upfront. Hey, I've been in a relationship where people have been dishonest with me. I don't like that. Being transparent with that person. Willingness to be open, honest, and both parties creating space to be vulnerable. It's important to be vulnerable. I think many times we look at it as a weakness, being vulnerable as a weakness, and it's not. Being able to be open, upfront, and honest with a person that you are in a relationship with, a friendship with, your parents, God. I mean, you have to be vulnerable. You have to be vulnerable. Compromise and communication. Sometimes in relationships, I think more so significant others, it takes some compromising, you know? If we do this day, then we're going to do something that you want to do tomorrow, you know? Being able to compromise, a healthy balance. And once again, that communication. I mean, you guys really like that word, communication. Gonna read about two more. I get transparency, getting to know a person beyond the surface. Wow, that's good. That means like you have to talk to them a lot. You have to get to know who they truly are. You have to get deep down and scratch beyond the surface level. Scratch beyond what you see, but intellectually, what's in your mind? What are you thinking? I want to know who you are. Time spent. You have to spend time together. The feeling of being seen. That's a big one. Actually being seen. Someone actually recognizing, I see you. That's a big one. And being heard and validated. Man, that person really... it went the whole nine with that. One more I see is agape love. And that's the type of love that God has for us. That love that is unconditional, not wavering, not predicated upon what we do. That agape love. All right, guys, it's time for Monye's motivation for today. Oh, guys, this was a great episode. So sorry that it has to end now. Monye's motivation. While we long for relationships, it's important for us to always remember and to understand the most important relationship that we must have, and I touched upon this, the most important relationship that we must have, and we could all say this together, is our relationship with God, our relationship with Jesus, our creator, our maker. That is the most important relationship that we can have. Even Mike Todd said in Relationship Goals that if your relationship with God is A1 like steak sauce, your other relationships that you're in, they're just going to be good. They're just going to flow. They're going to be right. They're going to be what you want, what you need. That's a good relationship. But why is it a good relationship? Because I have been in a healthy, strong, committed, vulnerable relationship, using some of those words that you all gave me, with God. So God literally laid down his life for us when many times we weren't committed to him. Many times we use God as a fling. We would come to him in the nighttime and use him as a fling, use him for his benefits. Sometimes we came to God and, you know, we were just having an affair with God. But we were really, truly with someone else. But we're also saying that we're with God. So we're having an affair. We're not committed. But it's time for us. It's time for you, listener, to fully commit to God. Fully commit to having a healthy relationship with him. I even had a conversation with one of my friends. She literally told me, if God is not in the center, and if God is not in that relationship, there really is no relationship. So I challenge you to place God in the center of all relationships that you are in. Place God at the center of the relationship. I hope you enjoyed this podcast today. I want to remind you to like, subscribe to our channel on YouTube. Just search up Small Talk, or you can search up simply Monye Smalls. Search up Small Talk the podcast, or search my name, Monye Smalls. Also follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Small Talk the brand at Small Talk the brand _. Join our Facebook group. Just look up Small. And lastly, guys, we have merch. Guys, first off, I want to rep the OG Sing Through the Pain t-shirt. This was a gift that was given to me by... Shout out to you. Thank you for the shirt. I still rep it. I got the Small Talk hat on today, guys. I'm really small talked out today. I'm feeling good. But right now, we have pins. We have pins that you can put on your hats. You can put on your clothes. You can put on your book bags. We also have keychains. Rep your Small Talk the brand merch. And guys, I'm super excited. We have some teas coming out. Guys, stay tuned for more information concerning the t-shirts and concerning the pre-order link that will be sent out very soon, very soon. You will be able to pre-order your Sing Through the Pain t-shirts, guys. Guys, for our website that will be coming soon. All right? Guys, I just want to say, reflect upon this. Be blessed and peace.